It's Monday, the 9th of July. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turberville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. Well, Roger Federer is back on top of men's tennis after posting his 7th Wimbledon title and 17th Grand Slam crown by downing 3rd seed Andy Murray yesterday in London. Afterwards, he talked about being back ranked number one.
I couldn't be more happy. So it feels great being back, you know, here as the winner. It's feels so familiar. I've obviously missed playing in the finals, and it's a great moment.
The loss was somewhat dismaying for the host Brits. They were hoping that Scotsman Murray would somehow become the first British man since Fred Perry in 1936 to win at Wimbledon. He lost and was emotional afterwards.
Everybody always talks about the pressure of playing at Wimbledon, how tough it is, but it's not the people watching. They make it so much easier to play. The support has been incredible, so thank you.
Well, the Brazos Valley Bombers should have some confidence going into the second half of the season tomorrow after closing out the first half with two home wins, beating Acadiana 11-6 and the Woodlands 4-2. Their first half record of 19-13 fell short of second place that would have earned them a playoff spot for the postseason. But the slate is wiped clean now for the second half, all starting at 0-0. The Bombers open the second half with four straight road games this week, starting tomorrow at the East Texas Pump Jacks in Kilgore. Pump Jacks and the Victoria Generals finished the top two teams in the first half. Tonight is the TCL All-Star Game in Victoria for the Bombers. Catcher Braden Mattson, third baseman Brennan Smith, outfielder Miles Parma will start for the North, and All-Star Aggie outfielder Brandon Wood and pitchers Derek Mazzio and Franco Pace will be reserves. The Houston Astros are spending the All-Star break in a familiar spot with the worst record in baseball, and with all but one of them not at the All-Star game. Houston lost at home 5-3 in 10 innings to the Brewers yesterday for their 53rd loss of the year, and they are well on track for a second straight 100-loss season. Last year, they earned their first ever triple-digit losses with 106. The Astros have lost 9 of their last 10, and they went 11-30 in their last 41 games. The loss to Milwaukee made them 0-8 this year in extra innings. The Texas Rangers got a single from Ian Kinsler in the 13th inning to beat the Twins 4-3 in a game that was delayed after a tremendous thunderbolt sent the teams running off the field in the fourth inning.
Jelly's talking to you.
Wow. The players are coming off the field whether they want them to or not.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Willingham at first base went down on all fours. I don't blame him. Wow.
And knocked me down.
That thing came out of nowhere.
Sure did.
And the Rangers won again. The All-Star Home Run Derby is tonight in Kansas City. The All-Star game is tomorrow. And finally, congratulations to the College Station Vicious 6th grade 7-on-7 football team. They won their division state championship yesterday at Veterans Park with a win over the Collin County Canes. And that's the sports. Thank you all for logging on to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turberville.